I'm not even going to play it. It's just a screenshot on the screen. It says these points were taken from the MacArthur Study Bible. So what that means is there's a Bible that's being printed with a commentary that has this as the test. The character of genuine saving faith. Well, hello there, and welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. Today is a Pastor Reacts video. We're reacting to a video that was 11 years ago titled, Are You Saved? Take the Test. Let's take the test.
First and foremost, before anything else, before the benevolence fund, before taking care of the poor, before the homeless ministry, before all these things, you better make sure that the soul is in right relationship with God. Jesus said, you strive to enter the narrow gate. You strive to enter, for many will seek and they will not be able to enter. I talked about this last week. And many will knock and the door will be shut and you will try to get in and I will say, depart from me. I don't even know you.
Okay, so the first test that one has to pass is love for God. And he used, depart from me, I never use you as a proof text for that.
Number one, a love for God. Would a person say, yes, they have a genuine love for God? That person, the evidence in their life, they have a genuine love for God. Many, many, many people, New Age movement, other religions, maybe no religions, maybe whatever, say, of course I love God, Shane. Of course. Absolutely. They love their perception of God. God allows them to do what they want, when they want, to who they want, as often.
Okay, we're going to pause there for a moment. I'm not sure anything about this individual. This video is 11 years old. The comments are turned off. The church is Westside Christian Fellowship in California. You can check that out and take a look. They have a statement of faith. I'm not going to go through that in this video. But the first thing that we can look in a biblical test is the requirement to love God is not found inside the New Testament to earn eternal life. Eternal life is not earned. I think that one of the clearest imitations we can see of what do I have to do to get to heaven is the conversion of the Philippian jailer. Let's take a look at this. This is in Acts chapter 16 and verse 28. We have this here. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. This jailer was about to take his sword and kill himself because these prisoners have been set free. He's going to be accountable for that. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. And verse 30 says, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Now, a lot of people say, well, he wanted to know how to be saved from his... you know, destruction, he was going to kill himself because the prisoners are free. How can I be saved from that? Would not have been Paul's response. Paul's response would have been different. What's Paul's response? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Implying that if your house believes as well, they'll be saved. So this is very important to understand. The instruction is believe, not love God.
As they want. Everybody loves God, so you have to love. Do you love this God, the God of the Bible, the one true and living God? Psalm says that you will love the one true and living God. Think about that.
It doesn't say that, though, as a requirement for salvation. Okay, and so this is what I want you to know when you're seeing videos like this and things like this. This is not about, okay, we're going to figure out what this man says. It's like, we're going to see what he says and then put it next to God's word. Which one comes out correct?
Second, we talked about a hunger for God's word. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Jesus said, God's word is truth. It is the embodiment of truth. It is everything. It is truth. God's word is truth. He sent his word and healed them, delivered them from their destruction. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any double-edged sword. It discerns. It is the truth of God's word. This has been known to convert more people than anything else. They read the Bible.
It's the only thing that's converted people. I mean, if you've put your trust in Jesus Christ, it's because that's been revealed through the word. Whether it was something in a message you heard or in a track you read or you asked for guidance from the Lord and he gave it to you, seek and you will find, all of that. But it's important to recognize God's word is supreme, but a hunger for it does not qualify somebody for eternal life. I think another really good example of that is Simon the Sorcerer. He was baptized by Philip. The Bible says that he believed. There's no reason for us to think he wasn't saved, yet he went and did some pretty silly stuff right after. He tried to buy the Holy Spirit as if it were some kind of magic parlor trick, and he was rebuked strongly for it. I don't know if he had a hunger for God's word. Are we to say he's not saved now? Salvation is by faith alone in Christ alone. And you're going to see that throughout this video. The next one here, a life of prayer.
Those who have a genuine relationship, when they're on the witness stand and people look at their life, is there a lifestyle of prayer? Continual prayer, heartfelt prayer.
So I'm gonna pause there and say this. You're going to notice, if you've been paying attention, there's been a word he said three times now, relationship. 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 I like the word relationship. Because I believe when we look at the scripture, we enter into a relationship with the Lord, but it's not the kind of relationship that I think this pastor and many other people think of when they think of the word relationship. It's a familial relationship now. I'm his child, he's my father. Okay, that can't be broken. We're not talking about the relationship between two friends that can fall apart at a disagreement. That's not what this is talking about. You don't enter into a disciple relationship when you get saved. That's a choice that you make. You make a choice to serve the Lord in discipleship. Don't forget to like, comment, and share this video to make sure that more people are introduced to the YouTube content here on Bible Line. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit the red subscribe button and turn on all notifications so that anytime we post anything, you get an update. And don't forget, too, if you have a Bible question, you can email us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Send us your questions, topics, and any kind of videos you want us to react to. Let's get back to today's video. Now, there's fellowship. There's, two fellows in a ship heading the same direction. As you go the same way God is telling you to go, you'll have a good walk with him. But what he's saying is this relationship. And then the other thing is it has to be qualified by evidence. And he's saying there's got to be an evident, there has to be faithful prayer. It's got to be evidenced. The Bible doesn't say that those evidences are required for eternal life. And we can go through and look in the scripture and see that. I think one of the greatest things is in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation comes by faith alone in Christ alone. Prayer life is an evidence of obedience, walking with the Lord. It's not a qualifier for eternal life. His next one here is genuine humility.
The next witness on the witness stand is genuine humility. A person who has been converted has genuine humility. Look at Proverbs. God hates a proud look. He puts it right up there with a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, feet that are swift to running to evil, one who sows discord among the brethren, one who bears false witness. But at the top of that list, he says, I hate a proud look. I hate the look of pride.
So I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that. But the problem becomes so let's say someone does not have genuine humility, but they've put their trust in Jesus Christ. Is that person not saved? Well, what does the Bible say? You got to read Ephesians 4, and we're going to do that for just a moment here. Okay, Ephesians 4:22 says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, if that's where it stopped, you might think, if I don't put these things off, I'm not saved. But it says, put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So you already have that nature. Choose to walk in it. So, you know, a proud look is something that comes from the old man. Okay, take that off and put on the new man. Be angry and sin not, verse 26. Don't give any place to the devil, verse 27. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And you go through the Bible and you find out, like, there are instructions for how we should live our lives, but those instructions do not qualify whether we are truly saved or not. So he kind of goes through this over and over. He says devotion to God's glory, selfless love, a separation from the world, spiritual growth. And this is all under a video titled, Are You Saved? Take the Test. So the idea is look at this video and see, are you really saved or not? But there's one part I want you to see. And I'm not even going to play it. It's just a screenshot on the screen. It says these points were taken from the MacArthur Study Bible. So what that means is there's a Bible that's being printed with a commentary that has this as the test. The character of genuine saving faith. Reformed doctrine's at the door. It wants to come in again. I want you guys to be able to mark this. When this video was sent to me, I got to the end and I thought, of course it is. Of course it is. This is just how it goes. This is Calvinism. This test to see if you're truly saved is Jesus, put your eyes on him. No. Look at yourself. Are you really saved? You love God. You got obedience. You do all this stuff. They have repent out of context here. So to the person who sent me this, I'll be replying with this video. But, you know, this was made 11 years ago, so and it has 6,400 views, so it's not trending really well, but it is still out there, and I don't know what the response is because the comments are locked, but people are looking at this, and they're, again, turning their eyes away from the Savior and putting it onto themselves, and the only way a person experiences salvation is by coming from unbelief to belief. I used to trust in myself. I've put my trust in Jesus Christ and in him alone. I'm saved because that's what the Bible says. So keep them coming. Send the videos to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to make a video just like this one. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. God bless. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.